It's Thursday, April 30th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. A government-run study of Gilead Sciences' antiviral drug, remdesivir, has shown that the medicine is an effective treatment for COVID-19. The study achieved its primary goal, which was to improve time to recovery, which was reduced by 4 days for those on the drug. Adam Feuerstein, reporter at Stat News, joins us for more on remdesivir, which is expected to get emergency approval by the FDA. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Wanted to talk about some updates with regards to treating COVID-19, the coronavirus. There was a government-run study of Gilead Sciences' remdesivir, which has shown some promising things with regards to treatment of COVID-19. It shows that the medicine is effective, and it really helps people get out of the hospital quicker when being treated with this. Adam, tell us a little bit about what we know from this study.
It was a pretty monumental day for COVID-19 and for this drug, remdesivir, today. Like you said, this is a government-run study. The study was actually run by the agency that is overseen by Tony Fauci, and most people know Tony Fauci now as like the COVID-19 guy.
Right.
You see on TV all the time. So his agency ran this very large clinical trial. There was a placebo control, which basically was looking at using remdesivir to treat COVID-19 patients who were in the hospital. And as you said, the study was positive, and it found essentially that patients who took remdesivir recovered faster than similar patients who were treated with a placebo. On average, like basically 4 days faster they recovered. So that's really a very significant, meaningful benefit. As you can imagine, if you can get treated with a drug, get out of the hospital faster, maybe you avoid going into the ICU and all the sort of complications that go around with that. That's a meaningful benefit for people who are suffering from this terrible disease.
And that was the primary goal, to see if it could improve the time to recovery, not necessarily eliminate it or anything like that. It's just, let's help people so they don't go into either more severe symptoms or these extended hospital stays. And Dr. Fauci's already said there's clear-cut evidence that this works. The FDA might approve emergency use of this. I mean, they did that with hydroxychloroquine before any real studies had been completed on that. So everybody thinks that this is going to get fast-tracked right away. Tell us a little bit about how the study was done.
I think you made a good point in that this is kind of a first step. This is a drug that is going to help people who are in the hospital. It's not going to cure all the patients. It's not a cure for COVID-19. What we've desperately needed are effective drugs that can help treat the disease. And so this drug is kind of a first step in that process. And the reason that people are feeling really good today is because this study that was done by the government, it was a very large study. It had over 1,000 patients in it. It was a placebo-controlled study, so some of the patients were given remdesivir, some of the patients were given placebo. That is sort of the gold standard, the most rigorously designed clinical trial. So when we see all the full results, and we've kind of gotten a snapshot of the results today, but I think this will lend confidence to the fact that this drug is effective.
And the improvement that they said, because that's what they said, that it achieved its goal of helping to improve the time of recovery. How did they measure the improvement, since everybody's symptoms and the way they experience COVID-19 is a little bit different?
The endpoint or the main goal of the study was time to clinical improvement, and that they used basically a scale. Basically, every day they assessed patients to see their condition, and there were various different things that they looked at. Hospital discharge, they looked at the use of oxygen. There are various different measures that they used in the study to assess or to sort of grade clinical improvement for remdesivir versus the placebo.
And remdesivir, a little bit more about that. It's an antiviral medication that they tried to use it to treat Ebola. The other drug everybody had heard a lot of was hydroxychloroquine, and that had some side effects that would hit people's hearts. Did remdesivir have any side effects that patients were experiencing?
We haven't seen all the details yet, but generally from what's been released so far today, the side effect profile of remdesivir looks actually pretty clear. There haven't been any significant side effects or toxicities associated with the drug. And like you said, the drug has been around for a while. One of the reasons why Gilead, the maker of the drug, was able to move so quickly into these large clinical trials is because the drug has been around for years. It has been studied in other viral outbreaks. You mentioned Ebola, which is one of the diseases that it was tested at years ago. So the drug had been used in patients previously. So because of that, they were able to kind of move pretty quickly into these large clinical trials because they already had a pretty decent-sized safety database so that they were confident that giving this drug to COVID-19 patients, it wasn't going to harm them.
And what is the treatment with remdesivir look like? I had seen some stuff about a 5-day treatment or 10-day treatment. I think it might have been two different studies that were looking at this. But what do they think the treatment course is going to look like if someone is being treated with remdesivir? Yeah.
That's a good point, and I think it's important because when we think medicines, people oftentimes think of you can take a pill and you'll feel better. This is a drug that's given intravenously, so it's going to be given in the hospital. This is not going to be used for like every patient who has maybe even just mild COVID-19. This is a drug that will probably be used for patients who have more moderate to severe disease who are in the hospital because it has to be given over a course of many days by intravenous infusion. Whether it's given for 5 days or 10 days, that's been looked at both. There was another study that came out today that basically showed that whether you give it for 5 days or 10 days, the outcome is basically the same. But still, it has to be given over multiple days, and it would be given in the hospital.
So this is the first thing that people are really excited about. I know people got really excited about hydroxychloroquine, but the studies just weren't done yet. We didn't have all the information. That's why everybody was urging caution, guys like Dr. Fauci. But this is the first thing that people are really excited about.
I think the distinction between something like hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir is that there was sort of this rush to use hydroxychloroquine based on anecdotal evidence. The studies really hadn't been done yet. There were some reports of maybe patients benefiting, and so the drug was kind of thrown out there and people were using it. This is a little bit different in that there have been these clinical trials that have done. So the recommendation to use this drug, if it is done, would be based on the scientific data that comes out of these studies.
Well, all good news for now, and hopefully we can keep on this path of improving and finding more effective treatments. Adam Feuerstein, reporter at Stat News, thank you very much for joining us.
It was a pleasure being on. Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.